Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Final hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase on this Wednesday afternoon. Chris Mason, our next guest, driven by Freeland Chevrolet every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountaintops.com. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
What's new and exciting? Did you get through Ozark, by the way? Are you done with Ozark?
Hello? Might have lost you there. Oh, you back?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was going to say, did you get through Ozark? Are you done?
I am not. I am on episode 4 right now, and it is good.
Oh,
yeah.
See?
I honestly can't believe how much has happened in the first 4 episodes. It's crazy.
I know. And it stays crazy. I'm on.
Does it really?
I'm on episode 9. Willie just finished. I'm on episode 9, so I've got 2 more to go to finish up season 3. And, yeah, it doesn't calm down, just to let you know.
No way.
Yeah, it's just going to stay crazy, so buckle up.
Good. I love it.
Well, it was fun. We had Craig Smith on earlier in the show, and we were kind of talking about, you know, like what's next, what's some shows that are next. So we're already starting to figure that out. He gave us some really good suggestions. Have you thought about that? What's next?
I haven't. I'm looking, too, because I've been kind of, I don't know, like I've kind of go back and forth. I wanted to kind of save Ozark. Like, I could have got into it right away, but I'm like, you know, we had the Joe Exotic there, whatever, Tiger King and all that. And, you know, those aren't kind of my thing, really. But that one, I felt I had to watch just because it was so crazy. But yeah, I kind of saved Ozark, but now I don't have anything. So Walking Dead, the finale of that's coming out. So I was just trying to time it right. So I had to start Ozark. But I don't have anything planned for after. If you guys got suggestions, I'm open for sure.
Well, I wrote down some that Crazy Legs gave us. He had told me this back during the season, and I brought it back up to him to make sure it was still a big thumbs up. The Ranch, and he said, "Oh yeah, it's a big thumbs up." So The Ranch.
That's a comedy one, right?
Yeah, I think it's Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that's the only thing. I can't stand that guy.
Really?
He's not funny.
I'm not as big a fan of his either.
Like, he's just not funny. Like, I've never left a movie, and I left a movie that he was in. I think it was Just Married with him and Brittany Murphy, I think, or something. I honestly couldn't sit through it. He's just not one bit funny to me. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, then that's probably not for you.
Won't be watching that one, no. But
cross that one off the list.
If you have any other recommendations, I would be.
You see, he said Bloodline,
Ooh.
Lock and Key.
Lock and Key I haven't seen. Bloodline is really good, though.
Okay, so you have been in on Bloodline.
Yeah, it's good.
And he said Band of Brothers, of course.
Oh, that's, epic. Epic. Yeah.
He said no-brainer. So there was some news that's come out during our show today, and it looks like that the neutral site idea is dead. So that has been scrapped. Lack of accommodations and how to televise it and all that. So that has been tossed out. The newest is probably 4 sites. And by the way, Emily Kaplan has said that she's hearing 4. It was 2 to 4 that was being put out there. 4 current markets in the NHL would be kind of like the host cities of this. And she put out there, Willie, you had sent us this during the break, that Raleigh, North Carolina, Minnesota, Edmonton, and a team to be determined in the Atlantic Division are kind of the favorites for the 4 like host cities to try to pick this thing and resume it. What's your vibe as we sit here? Right? It's interesting how this always changes week to week, but as we sit here toward the end of April, where are you?
I'm the same. I think, you know, I really think it helps that they push the Olympics back, because I think then it just really extends the timeline of when they have to get something done. And it really, you know, opens the window up to more opportunities and different options and things like that. So I feel that I really feel that they'll will complete the season. They'll find a way. I mean, guys, look, like we're going to be going into a rollout of whatever back to normalcy or whatever the plan is called with businesses and restaurants and, you know, just taking the proper precautions to get people back out and into the economy and get businesses going. I think it's feasible if they find a way to do this and take the proper precautions, which I think is completely something that is not out of the realm of possibility. I really think that they'll do everything they can. I really think that they'll find a way to complete the 1920 season. And whether it's the four locations or whatever the case may be, if they decide to go beyond that. But I just think there's so many different things that have to be taken into consideration, how the, you know, ticketing, how people will get into the arena, will you spread them out, the things in the arena, if eventually they bring fans back into it, but even the staff there as well. Like, who do you staff and what do you do with the broadcasters? Do we do it from a remote location? Are we on site, you know, under a separate protocol away from the players? Players will be sharing dressing rooms most likely and the facilities. So there will have to be a lot of precautions, but I know that's exactly what they're doing right now. But to your question, I think this season will get completed.
Is that just playoffs, or do you think regular season and playoffs?
I think they want to get the regular season done. And again, I think with the Olympics out of the way now and out of the, you know, for NBC and for all the TV rights and all those other things that have to go into the discussion, I think that, you know, they'll find some way to get a regular season. I just find, like, I really, like, you know, I was talking to Roman Yossi yesterday, and the challenge for these guys is they're going to need a training camp. They've been off. They haven't, you know, in the summer, he said, you know, usually in the summer before training camp, we're on the ice and we're, you know, getting ready. We're ramping up the on-ice stuff before we get into training camp and we go full bore there. These guys have no ice time. So they're going to have to find a way to open, you know, practice facilities or ways for these guys to get ice and then do a training camp. And then, you know, I don't know if they do try to complete the regular season. I think that'll be enough games for these guys to get back up to full speed before playoffs start. But it's gonna be a big time challenge. That's the one thing I'm concerned about is the safety for the guys injury wise. But I know that between the NHL and the PA that they're gonna take every precaution to prevent that as much as possible.
Chris Mason is with us, and we're talking a little hockey here as we continue to look ahead and see what we know. Some reports coming out today that the neutral site plan that has been floated out there, talked about in concept, they have moved away from that, and they are now looking at perhaps, if they're going to resume the season, do it in NHL markets where the area is deemed safe. And, of course, this is all in theory. Hopefully it can continue to move forward. But, Mason, you made an interesting point, and the three of us were discussing on the show a little bit earlier today about timeline, and we know that, you know, May, we're going to see some states open up some. Tennessee may be one of them, and we'll see how that goes, but that's going to go a long way. But you hit on a timetable that I guess we hadn't really thought of that much, even though we should have, is with the Olympics being canceled, NBC is the partner for the Olympics. So NBC has this open slate of dates. So what would you think of in July and August if they were able to use those dates to complete this season? What ramifications do you think that would have on perhaps next season?
Well, that's a good question, too. I mean, the teams that will get hit the hardest are obviously the teams that make the playoffs because, you know, there's going to be, if they do finish the regular season, there's going to be 16 teams not playing right now. So it won't really matter that much to those teams. But the teams that, you know, the two teams and the four teams that end up in the last, you know, the conference finals and the final, that could be a quick turnaround. But I think that, you know, if it's just me and I have no, you know, information or, you know, on this at all, but I think that to complete this season would be, you know, objective number one. Number two would be, you know, if they have to push it back next season, a month or whatever, I don't see that being a big deal. Or if they spread out some games or find a way to, you know, take the load off of the guys at the start of this season somehow. You know, these guys, there's going to be no stone left unturned about the right way to do this. So I just think that getting this season done is paramount. I think it's something that they absolutely want to do. So I think they'll find a way to make it right. And at the end of the day, you know, the NHL and the Players Association have to sign off on this. And I know that they both want the same thing. It's just a matter of finding the right way to do it. But again, I really feel confident that they will find the right way. And, you know, this season will get finished and then they'll figure out how to do next season. I don't see an issue with pushing it back though.
You've had a chance to talk to some people. You know, you and I have done some of these interviews for Fox about the upcoming replay of the games that led to the Stanley Cup final appearance by the Predators in 2017. They're going to call them the Golden Classics. They released it yesterday. We talked about it on the show. It's going to be fun, but you go back through with these guys. It always dawns on me, Mace, when you ask somebody about a specific game or a specific play, they don't always remember all the details. You kind of have to jar their memory some. And when you have such a long run, it's not like three playoff games in a football run to the Super Bowl. The details can get a little blurry, right? It's just that overall feeling, that whirlwind of excitement.
Yeah, exactly. And I find that too. You know, when I look back at my career or my whatever body of playing time, it's hard to remember a specific game. You know, there's maybe the odd one that'll stand out or the odd something that happened within that game that you remember, but you remember the feeling, you just remember the run, and it's just, you're so laser focused and just, it's all about preparation, staying in that, that mindset. You know, you're part of something special. And the one common thing I think we found when we talked to the guys and we talked about it is just the mindset and just the feeling that they had, that belief that this team had. Yes, they went in as an underdog, but that's not how they felt in the dressing room. And we talked about the first round against Chicago. Nobody picked the Nashville Predators to win that one. That was probably the worst matchup. I don't think they even did very well against them during the regular season. But for some reason, that's, you know, it seemed to me that that's the matchup that they actually wanted going into the playoffs. And, you know, it just manifested itself into an amazing run. But, yeah, a lot of the guys – you know, couldn't quite remember all the details of the run or specific. I'd say, yeah, you got this assist, you know, Matthias Ekholm on this goal against Anaheim. And he's like, you know, he had to go back and watch it to be refreshed on it too. So I'm thinking, man, that was a game winning goal. You made an awesome play. And, you know, it was just funny, but they do remember the feeling of that run and just, you know, just the way that they felt and, just the battles that they went through. And, you know, me too, as a fan and as a broadcaster, that was the most amazing thing that I've ever been a part of, especially not being a player, you know, because, you know, you kind of feel like you're part of the team and you're going through it with them. But that was incredible. But, yeah, I guess as a player, those, you know, you are truly part of a team, and those individual things, if you can do your part, it's just another one of the, you know, many instances where you're chipping in trying to help the team, whether it's a goal or an assist. But it all kind of, I guess, just jumbles into one giant feeling of amazingness.
Well, it'll be fun to watch these games, because I always find when I watch these games for a second time, regardless of what sport, you're surprised at how much you forget. And I'm one that prides myself on remembering the details and the big moments for trivia purposes and my own memories, but You miss a lot of the details when you go back and watch it. So those are coming here soon. So let's get the update from the Mason House. Mace, you guys have added a second dog to the family household here. How is that going right now? How's the rookie getting broken in?
She's great. Her name's Sunny, and she's a 4.5-month-old Australian Shepherd. Our other dog, Juno, is an Australian Shepherd too, and it's just been we've talked about it for a while. I'm sure a lot of people have. I know, which is good. All the shelters around town, I think, are pretty close to empty, or they're getting a lot of movement on their animals and everything. And so that's good. And this is, you know, life is just, it's always moving and it's always going fast, especially with us traveling all the time and kids in sports and school and a toddler and all that. So for us, this was the perfect time to do it. And Sunny's fitting in just great. We get to spend a lot of time with her, and her and Juno are getting along fantastic. So couldn't be better, to be honest with you.
Outstanding. Well, before I pass the baton to Chase here, let's wish Mace a happy belated birthday. He had the birthday a couple of days ago. I know he got a lot of love on social media, so we want to bring that
B-day
same to the airwaves.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. You know, I honestly, I'm the least not birthday person. I don't tell anyone. I honestly don't you know, think about it or care about my own birthday that much ever. I never really have, but I didn't go on Twitter or any social media that day. And then the next day I got bombarded and I, you know, had to obviously respond to everybody. And I think a lot of people knew because it was on social media. So I got a lot of texts and try to get back to everyone. But I do appreciate the love. And yeah, it was fun. It was awesome. So, but geez, you look at the number. Huh.
So you finally caught up to your jersey number, huh?
Yeah, times two or times 50%.
Oh, wait a minute, not times two. No.
Not times two. Times 50%.
Yeah, you're not that old. Come on.
Yeah, no. I don't feel that. I still feel 25, don't we all?
Yeah, well, some days.
It depends. Yeah.
Hey, look, you're still out there practicing sometimes with the guys, so you are definitely still young.
Yeah, takes a little while to recover on those ones, though.
I was going to say, can you describe to everybody out there listening what it was like the next day after an NHL start when you were playing as opposed to just a practice now, you know, now that you've been out of the game, what the next day is like for a professional athlete?
Well, for me now, I mean, first of all, I used to love practicing too. And I love getting on the ice and walking on the Bridgestone Arena and looking up in the stands and, you know, just envisioning that place being packed. And there's certain, I think Skills has talked about this too, but this is such a thing. There's just these smells that are associated. When you go to a hockey rink, you know, the Zamboni, the ice, the puck, just, there's just a certain feeling. And even for me, that's why I'll never, you know, pass up any opportunity to do that, even though, as you asked, the days after and the couple days after, it takes a little bit of time to recover with the body and everything like that. But it's something that I, throughout my NHL career, especially I had to remind myself when things weren't going so good to never take those moments for granted because they're so special to get on like an NHL surface and even to practice with the guys and just to see. You know, Willie and I, we're all way up high in the rink, and sometimes the game looks a lot easier than it is. But to get back down and just to realize again and to be reminded how good these guys are, how talented, how, you know, much they put into it. I get to watch the preparation before practice of what these guys are doing to get ready for a practice. You know, some guys aren't going on the ice, some guys are, and it's just, it's really special for me even at this age. But yeah, it does definitely takes a couple extra days to get back in the saddle after that.
Chris Mason is with us. And also, while we're giving shout-outs for birthdays, I mean, what's up to Fraser? I heard him you know, trying to make a cameo a few minutes ago. So good to hear that he's having a good time.
The only time when he goes down for naps is the only time that he's not moving. So, and that's a challenge to wrangle him up and get him in there too. But he tuckers himself out. But he is he's 2.5, and he is just constantly on the move. But he cracks us up every day. He's a funny kid, and he's a happy little guy. So, yeah, another thing to keep us busy while we're doing the quarantine thing, that's for sure.
I love it. So I had the chance to talk to Matt Duchene earlier today and then, of course, Craig Smith, and I brought this up with both of them. And they had hit their stride in the season and were starting to really feel like they had momentum and things were clicking in the right direction. How much of that sense of unfinished business do you think that they have and will have if they can't complete this season and how much that might sit with them for a while?
Well, you know, it was tough because obviously we all know that this was in large part a really tough and trying season for the Preds. I felt until, you know, that point, maybe the last couple of weeks before that, they'd never really been able to get it going full tilt and to play up to their, you know, capability and potential as a team. I think everybody really believed that they have a good team. I know I really believe that. I think everybody believes that they have a good team. Obviously on paper, they're a lot better, but it just never really materialized. But I think the last 2 weeks, they really started getting John Hines's systems. They really started full buy-in. It started to seem automatic. Every time they went on the ice, I felt, you know, really good about their chances to win the game and to play well. Juice was playing awesome. Like you mentioned, a couple of the big dogs that we've been kind of harping on, you know, all season to get going and to start carrying this team in some of the games and, you know, putting them on their back. I really felt that they started to do that. And you could just see too with their body language, they were a confident team, and it just seemed like it was setting itself up to be, you know, really good, you know, situation going into playoffs. But now with this, they're going to have to, they're going to have to find a way to recapture that. But I guess the good thing about it is, you know, they ended on a good note. They're feeling good about their team. And then, you know, getting a chance to recover. And some of the guys, you know, there's guys are, you're never at 100%. And there's a lot of guys banged up. You get the opportunity to come back and, you know, get that, rest your body and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that feeling and that mojo and that momentum is definitely going to have to be rediscovered again. It's tough to do that. But having said that, you know, they can look back and really use the last couple weeks there of their season as the guidelines and kind of the basis for the way that they have to play. But, you know, for Juice too, Juice was on fire. He was playing every game, lights out. And that's going to have to start over again. You can't just carry on from where you left off. It's going to be a challenge.
No doubt about it. Thank you for the weekly visit as always, and continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. You too. Take care.
All right. That is the recent birthday boy, Chris Mason, who joins us every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and he is driven by Freeland Chevrolet, also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. You can visit SmokyMountaintops.com. More on the other side, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.